news.
Y94.
Well, wise Maggie, it is time for Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
When you have a matter of the heart, you can only trust the Dear Abby of Fargo Moorhead, Maggie the Love Doctor. You go to Y94.com, scroll down to quick links, click on Maggie the Love Doctor, you send it to us and she'll tackle it live on the air. Maggie, more tackles than the Minnesota Vikings could ever care to have. Are you ready?
Yes.
Taylor says, Dear Maggie the Love Doctor, my boyfriend never flushes the toilet when he goes number one. And he's trying to get me to do it too. He says, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
Ew.
I think that's gross. He said it's for the environment. What do you think?
I think that's disgusting. I guess at least it's number one, not number
two.
Yeah. But is it really that hard to push the little lever just to flush it? I really don't think it's for the environment.
I think he's going to go with the it's in for the environment thing.
Just feed him more asparagus.
Yeah.
Ew.
I'm all for going green, but I'm not for going yellow.
Ew.
Take care of the environment, but don't leave your potties laying around for everybody to see. Nobody wants to see your potties.
No, ew.
Even Mother Nature's like, come on. Come on. Aaron says, my boyfriend, Maggie, doesn't do the little things anymore. He used to be so caring, give me little gifts and notes, but he's just stopped. I feel like he feels like he doesn't have to try anymore because he has me. Do all relationships fall into that rut? How do I get him to put a little romantic effort back into it again?
I don't know if I would call that a rut. I think every relationship just hits that point eventually where you just get comfortable with each other and you don't feel like you have to do those things all the time.
I bet he could think of some things she doesn't do anymore, too.
But I would just say maybe, you know, leave him little notes and, you know, do the little things for him and maybe he'll catch on.
So if she's romantic for him, he might feel that obligation to be romantic for her. And that's the best kind of romance, that done out of obligation.
Yes.
I'm enjoying this Maggie the Love Doctor, too. I love this segment.
What's this note say? Oh, wash
the
dishes.
I try to tell these, you know, like I was being serious, and then you turn it around like, oh, yeah, so he's obligated. He feels bad.
I found that the format of Maggie the Love Doctor is I will read you the problem, you will give heartfelt, genuine advice, and then either myself or Rat will bastardize it.
You do.
And that's kind of how that goes. And then we move on. But if they listen very carefully, there is still
there
the
is.
Nugget of truth for Maggie. Hillary says, hey, Maggie, my husband has a Camaro. I have a Honda Civic. We are car shopping. I am 5 months pregnant. He wants me to buy an SUV or a minivan, basically a mom car, a boring, boring mom car, while he would keep driving the sports car. He said we need to have a family car and wants to trade in my car to be the family car. Why can't he drive the van? I don't even know how to respond to that assumption that the mom should drive the mom car.
I am in a relationship with a car guy, so I kind of feel her pain. But eventually, he's going to have to take the kids somewhere. Does he really want to be driving a minivan? Like, I don't think he'll go minivan.
You don't think he'll want to drive the minivan?
No, I don't.
I find that the happy medium in the I don't want a minivan, I'm not going to ever do that. The SUV would be the... Yeah.
She should just be happy she's getting away from the Civic.
That's true. You know what? If you have a Camaro and you have a Civic, very few people are going to be like, yeah, you're right. You guys should trade in the Camaro. Are you crazy? Even Maggie, who feels
it's
your pain,
true.
Is like, come on.
Come on.
Get rid of the Honda Civic, please. Okay. And your last one, Maggie, is from Christina. Maggie, I know you're the love guru, and I hope you can help me. My husband and I were in bed the other night watching TV, and he did something to me called the Dutch oven.
Oh, gross.
I'm hoping other people know what this is, so I don't have to explain it. Yeah, we all know what it is. Don't worry. It was awful. The worst experience of my life. I want to know what happened in our marriage that made him think he should be that comfortable to do something like this to me. Is it too much to ask that he remove himself from the room to expel that scent from his body?
No, I don't think that's too much at all. Or you could just ask him maybe not to trap you under the covers when he does it. Like, that's disgusting.
There is a difference between like let one slip by accident in bed,
but to force
but actually forcing somebody underneath there to experience it.
And not to defend the Dutch oven, but the thing of, you know, young boys pick on the girls they like. That never goes away.
No, sure. It doesn't.
He's reached that stage where he loves you enough to Dutch oven you.
Well, I think that there's really two separate issues here. The idea of him, because you seem to suggest the idea of him getting up and walking out of the room and then coming back. I think that might be, you can't do that all the time.
Not
sometimes
all the time.
It's going to just happen.
Yes.
But no, I don't think you are being out of line to say,
no.
Dearest husband, could you not please trap me under the covers, as Maggie said.
Gross.
And maybe you just have, that has to be a conversation. Now that that some time has passed, say, listen, please don't ever do that again.
Not okay.
Please. You really, it takes the, if you ever want anything else to happen in this bed again,
true.
Don't romanticize the bed by the Dutch oven. Just in case anybody doesn't know, a Dutch oven is being trapped under a blankie with a toot. I want to make sure everybody knows what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a pleasant experience for anybody.
For the time being, maybe get more breathable sheets.
Yeah.
Yes.
I knew we shouldn't have got such a high thread count. Just trapped it even longer. This has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Zed and Haley Williams, Stay the Night in a couple of minutes, and the Loser Line after that.
Zero, Rat, and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I'm so
Y94.